news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to summer. Yeah, summer solstice hit Sunday night at 11:31 p.m. Eastern Time, the longest day of the year. Hot enough for you? Sorry. With the start of the new week and the new season comes more opinions from the Supreme Court as the justices wrap up their term at the end of this month. Three decisions were announced Monday morning, including one of the biggies, NCAA versus Alston. The decision was written by Neil Gorsuch, and it was unanimous, upholding the lower court's ruling, basically saying, in a victory for college athletes, the Supreme Court unanimously invalidates a portion of the NCAA amateurism rules. NCAA can no longer bar colleges from providing athletes with education-related benefits, such as free laptops or even paid internships. But they did agree broadly that the NCAA does have the ability to set some rules of amateurism. The first decision they announced was Goldman Sachs versus Arkansas Teacher Retirement System. Amy Coney Barrett wrote the opinion, vacating and remanding the Second Circuit Court decision. It's a class action suit from retirement funds and teachers alleging that Goldman Sachs committed fraud related to conflicts of interest. And the third was another technical ruling on U.S. versus Arthex, written by Chief Justice John Roberts. The court was divided in a case centering on patent law. The majority held that administrative patent judges are principal authors under the Appointments Clause. Alrighty then. Now we wait. There are still 12 cases to be announced. Among them, the big one, the Voting Rights Act in Brnovich versus the DNC. Stay tuned. The next opinions will be announced on Wednesday. In other news, this is shaping up to be a busy week. The Senate is set to vote Tuesday on whether or not to advance the For the People Act. That is that sweeping elections overhaul that would, among other things, make Election Day a public holiday, expand early voting, and ban partisan gerrymandering. This was HB1 in the House, and it became SB1 in the Senate, signaling how high a priority this legislation is for Democrats. Well, Tuesday's vote is on cloture, on the motion to proceed to open debate. Due to the filibuster, it needs 60 votes to move, but those 60 votes just aren't there, even after Joe Manchin proposed some changes in the legislation. Those changes failed to move a single Republican to the yes column. And if you believe Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, Manchin's changes actually turned him more against the compromise because Stacey Abrams said she could support it?
I actually think when Stacey Abrams immediately endorsed Senator Manchin's proposal, it became the Stacey Abrams substitute, not the Joe Manchin substitute.
Oh, please. Meanwhile, Georgia's Secretary of State announced last week that they are purging more than 100,000 voters from voter registration rolls in an attempt to keep the state's voter files, quote, up to date. Right. And this just might be infrastructure week. Another new bipartisan infrastructure plan costing a little over $1 trillion has been gaining some support in the Senate, but disputes continued over how it should be funded. And the progressive faction is still pushing for a much larger package, up to 5 times larger. That would be paid for, in part, with at least $2.5 trillion in new taxes on the uber wealthy. One thing to keep in mind is Congress bickers over spending money that would help Americans in major ways. We've now learned through Secret Service records that Donald Trump's trips to his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club while he was president cost taxpayers more than $2.4 million. Of that, $1.9 million went for Secret Service agents' hotel stays. They also spent $285,000 on travel, $42,500 on rental cars, $81,000 on golf carts, and $47,000 on portable toilets. Again, this is just dealing with his stays at Bedminster. It doesn't include other costs of those trips, including the estimated $142,000 an hour it costs to fly Air Force One, nor does it include the costs of taking Marine One, the helicopter, from the Morristown Airport to the golf club. Trump spent, depending on what source you look at, between 99 and 106 days at Bedminster during his presidency, second only to his stays at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where he spent 142 days over 32 visits. And estimates place the cost to taxpayers for those Mar-a-Lago trips alone at about $109 million. There were 10 mass shootings, at least, throughout the nation this weekend, leaving at least 7 people dead and more than 40 injured. And it was just the latest in a streak of violent weekends in this country. Last weekend, there were also 10 mass shootings that left 12 people dead across 7 states. This weekend's violence included shootings at several parties and celebrations, including in California, Indiana, and Colorado. According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been at least 293 mass shootings so far in 2021 alone. A pride parade in the Wilton Manors section of Fort Lauderdale on Saturday was derailed when a pickup truck careened into people assembled in the staging area who were getting ready to march. One person was killed, another still hospitalized, but authorities have determined that it was an accident, not an attack. The driver is a member of the gay men's choir, as were the two victims. New York City goes to the polls on Tuesday to decide who will win the Democratic nomination for mayor, and then will most likely go on to succeed the outgoing mayor, Bill de Blasio. Though it is possible that the official outcome may not be known for several weeks. Stay tuned. So it's been a little over 500 days since the first coronavirus death was recorded in the United States. Though much of the country is heading back to normal, there are still signs of wariness. States with high rates of unvaccinated adults like Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Wyoming are at particular risk for the spreading Delta variant. The U.S. also has extended restrictions on non-essential travel to Mexico and Canada. Meanwhile, China has administered more than 1 billion doses in its vaccination drive. That accounts for about 40% of the 2.5 billion shots given globally. In Brazil, it's bad. The country has now surpassed 500,000 deaths, and angry citizens are putting the blame squarely on their president, Jair Bolsonaro, who has repeatedly downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic. And finally, condolences to the Biden family, who are grieving Champ, their 13-year-old German Shepherd, who joined the family in 2008, shortly after Joe Biden was elected vice president, died peacefully at home on Saturday. A second shepherd, a rescue named Major, joined the family a few years ago. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.